Ross said I had some marbles in my jacket paper. And this is some dreamy hat. What happened, Ross? Marbles in your jacket paper. You dropped them all over Marky? Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah. So you had a lot of marbles for everybody to play with?
Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Bye. Neat, Ross. We can go buy some more marbles today.
Why?
Yeah. Just to have, so everybody will have them.
Marbles
in my jacket paper, drop them all out
of my jacket paper.
Yeah, puppy
mark? You know
this? Yeah?
The Lone Ranger French Hour? Yeah, French Hour.
French Hour. Mm-hmm. TV.
Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Adventure Hour.
Yeah.
Oh, Adventure is adventure. That's it. Not friendship. Scratched it.
I scratched it and I fell onto the rock and got a cake.
Oh, poor baby. Do you need cream on there?
No.
It'll make it feel better.
No, I want the long it won't go away.
It'll go away?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's say I want you to pick me up, my daddy, and walk. Let me put these away and then I'll pick you up. Marky's sexy?
Yeah.
Why is he sexy?
Because he doesn't have any clothes on.
You're right. Marky's sexy because he doesn't have any clothes on.
No.
Are you sexy now?
Yeah,
see? Oh, Ross, that's silly. At the breakfast table, it's not good. When you get older, you're going to have to wear clothes. We're not going to let you come to the breakfast table without any clothes on when you get to be a big boy. You can't do that.
Why?
Because it's too silly.
No way.
I told Ross, if you don't drink your coffee milk, then you have to wear some underpants or something like that. And then he got upset, and then he said, wouldn't do it. He did it, though. And then he said, I said, if you don't, da-da-da, like that. And then he said, don't talk to me. Right? And that's sort of how, that's how we have a little argument at the breakfast table. If I say, if you don't, and he does such and such, and he says, don't talk to me. It's a silly argument, isn't it? You're cute, Mark. Yes, you're cute, Mark. You're cute, too. You're very cute.
Yay. Why
am I
not
very cute? He is very cute. You don't want him to be cute?
Yeah, I want him.
You do? Well, he is cute. He is a cute boy. Not funny, Mark. You have to go pee-pee? This is handing Mark all of his clothes, going pants, shoes, socks. What?
It reminds you of this, Marky.
It does?
Yeah.
And Mark says, yeah.
And does he like it?
Yeah.
Does it look good on him? Does Mark gonna wear diapers? Oh, I thought he was trained. Oh, because he's going to the store, huh?
Yeah.
You don't think he could get away without it? He's just going now. I think he's peeing. Well, that could be a problem. Ross said, and are you going to stay me at my new school at Pittsburgh?
In other words, do I get to stay at my, keep me at my new school at Pittsburgh, and I'm not going to leave and go to another country? And he also keeps on asking what's going to happen after Pittsburgh. He can't believe that there's the end of this trip. Let's see now. A little earlier he said, I almost knocked Marky over too. Let's see what else. And then he said, you got Marky in your car now too. Daddy, you got the boys in your car. You got two boys in your car. You got Marky and Ross. And he said, why can't Marky go to preschool? This is almost all solid Ross. There was really no interruption. And he said, they'll laugh at him. They won't let him in. And then he said, this Spider-Man Colorado and this little one Spider-Man, and we got powers and we're going to go to preschool. And he said, isn't that funny, Mark? And Mark said, yeah. And Ross said, you have silly talks. In other words, Marky says silly things. Then Marky said, go, go. He wanted us to get going to school. Then Ross said, Marky's going to come with us. So Mommy's going to go Marky to get us. Oh, so Mommy's going to go Marky to get us. In other words, Mommy's going to make Marky go and get us, or something like that. And then he said, and this was all while they were leaving to go to preschool this morning. By the way, today is the 24th of June. And then he said, you got to take a little boy and a big boy, and that's the truth. Because Marky wants to go to preschool. And this is all after I had left Marky home. And then there was a big question about how Mommy was going to help Marky come with us. That's right, that's this sentence about, so Mommy's going to go Marky to get us, comes from how we're going to get Mommy to help Marky come with us, is what the idea was. And that was the idea of the sentence.
I'm a giraffe.
You are?
I turn into a giraffe and go to Darth Vader.
He goes, he's going to Darth Vader. What are you going to do? Okay, let's see it.
He's dead.
You have learned a great deal, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi yet.
Wait, you don't hit Jedi. Yoda. It's Yoda.
And you know what, honey? Am I Darth Vader or Yoda?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, you are not, young Skywalker.
Hey, why do you have fur on your head?
Because I'm a little man. And a cute little fellow coming up out of the smog. Very ancient little creature. My name is Yoda. Are you going to be a Jedi like your father?
Yeah. Ross said, Han, I want to get in your Millennium Falcon. Yeah? Let's gather the Death Star and go into the Millennium Falcon. Okay. Are you little old Yoda? What do you do, honey?
I'm gonna be Sam Yoda.
Okay. Ross was looking for Mommy, who is Princess Leia. Oh, let's put the, don't hurt those, honey. He said, well, she's not out back, so we don't know where she is. Because we had checked everywhere else, and he knew that if I asked Ross where his tape recorder was, he says, I'll show you where it is. And it was actually in his drawer in his room, and I said, are you sure it's in there? And he said, yeah, Mommy said it was in there. And she was right, wasn't she?
That's right.
Yeah. Ross sort of following me around. Why are you tying your shoelaces, Daddy? Why are you carrying your shoelaces, Daddy?
Why
am I cutting my shoelaces? Yeah, he's sort of walking around asking me why I'm doing what I'm doing. We just told Ross a whole lot of good things about Star Wars, and he said, Daddy, that isn't true. That was Empire, and I want Star Wars.
Oh, my, he's getting fussy.
That was not honey. It's the same idea.
No, that's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to tell you that you don't ask me why it's not honey.
I know you're a wonderful
child. Ross said, why do we need Han? I said, because we need to go to sleep. And he said, and Han, what will he do? It's sort of a left dislocation.
Ross said, feel my legs. And I said, yeah, they're big. And I said, yeah, feel your legs. And felt mine. And then Ross said, I'm almost big, too. And what he meant is, I'm almost as big as you or something. And he meant that big had some absolute value. You could almost get there. Ross said to Mary, if you want to drink Coca-Cola, then you have to get cavities, right? By the way, today is June 27th. That was said on the 26th. Ross said, I told Marty not to eat the cookies, and he said, yeah, because they're for later. And then he said, when we go to where those girls, to where they are, then we can eat them, right, Daddy? And I said, yeah, right. He meant when we go down to visit people in Tahoe to follow by. He said, Marky did poo-poo on the floor in his little billy, right, Daddy? That was no, I mean, that was literally he said that. Marky did poo-poo on the floor in his little billy. Ross said, look at the Hulk. And Mary said, oh, how clever. And Ross, two or three minutes later, said, say goodbye to the clever Hulk. You know why the Hulk is going? I will tell you if you listen. He said this about two or three times. You know why the Hulk is going? I will tell you if you listen. And Mary said, why? He said, because he's going home to his clever parents. Ross said to Mary, you cuddle Marky's hair for a little bit. You hold Marky, right?
You hold Marky's hair for a little bit.
Oh yeah, you cuddle Marky's hair for a little bit. You share with him. Who wants to share with Marky?
Mommy.
Uh huh. Yeah. And then we said we were going. What are we going to do to Marky here?
We're going to tickle him.
We're going to tickle Marky. We're going to hurt Marky, right?
We're
going to
put him into a life pod.
We're going to put him into a life pod.
And he's going to fly back
in. Uh huh. And then what is he going to do?
Out.
And then no more Marky?
No. There'll be some more Marky.
Well, where will he be?
He'll be right in here.
He'll be on another planet.
Huh?
He'll be on the planet of Tatooine.
Oh,
yes. He might be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh. Marky, what are you doing?
I'm sewing.
I was teaching Marky how to talk. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Marky, I'm going to teach you how to talk, okay? Okay. Nose. Nose. Can you say nose?
No.
Good Mark. Mouth. Mouth.
Huh?
Can you say mouth?
Mouth.
Good Mark. Ears. 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 Good Mark. Toes. Toes. Toes.
Toes.
Toes.
See?
See?
Toes.
You can see it.
Hair.
Hair. Pretty hair.
Hole.
Here.
Hole.
Hair.
See?
Shirt. Toes.
Shirt. 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 Diaper.
Shirt.
Bubble.
Diaper.
Diaper.
Diaper. Diaper is the only thing?
Diaper.
How about diaper? Can you say diaper?
Diaper.
Just take your little thing off.
Diaper.
Pee-pee?
Pee-pee.
Okay. Let's see your pee-pee.
Bobby.
Let's see your pee-pee.
Bubble.
Let's see a little peek-a.
Peek-a. I'm napping. Go.
What?
Go.
Where do you want to go?
Out. And go.
Where are you going to go?
Okay, what do I want to teach you making some words?
Okay, what do you want to teach you to say?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars and the Galactic.
Battleship Galactica.
And if you say that...
Battlestar Galactica.
If you say that, then the walkers...
Okay.
Get you.
Right. Say Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Come on, you say it.
If he said it, Muggy said Star Wars, then the walkers...
Not Kesko Peepee. Not Kesko Peepee.
If Muggy said Star Wars, then the walkers will get him.
Right. Nothing get until the belly, then his daddy will get him. Okay. Peepee. Peepee. Huh? Good one. Like he's doing his little pee. Just like he's supposed to. Mike, he brought a book to us, and Ross said, I'll take it back.
Phone.
No, oh, I'll put it back. No, he said, I'll take it back. And so he showed it. He knows that he wants to go back, and he was volunteering. He was volunteering his services. Oh, I see. Ross said, see? I didn't hurt my rumpadoodles. We had to say to Mark he had hurt his rumpadoodles. And I said, well, how'd you fix it? He said, I fixed it with my blanket. See, then I covered my toys.
I mean, he sat down on
his
toys and covered him with his blanket.
Covered him up with his blanket. How about Marky? Can he sit in there now? Do you want to sit in there now, Marky? It won't hurt your rumpadoodles. Did you fall? Did you fall, little Mark?
Yeah.
Mark, you go in
here.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. No, let Marky get in. Marky, get in. Marky, again. Marky, go.
Marky.
Okay, okay.
Come on, it's covered.
It's covered, it's okay. He doesn't want to now, he's afraid.
Why?
Because he hurt himself before. Now he's afraid. Ross got all the little toys out of his box, pulled them all out so he could really sit in there properly. He wouldn't have to just put his blanket on top of his toys and still have it sort of rough. So he got us all set up and he said, okay guys, come in here.
That looks cozy.
And then he said, Marky, sit in. Mm. And he sit in it. By the way, Ross always still says, I'm going to throw up them instead of throw them up and stuff like that. He's still using pronouns and in final position with verb compliments. And he said, what did you say after I finished that recording? And then he said, I'm the great pumpkin. And I said, are you in your pumpkin patch? He says, yeah, I've got my bag of toys. What are you going to do with your bag of toys, honey? Are they toys for boys and girls, or who are they for?
So, the parents
and the boy?
Yeah, and this is the girl.
What was the boy's name?
Mark.
Mark, uh-huh.
And the parents' name is Daddy and Mommy.
Oh, you mean us?
Yeah.
Oh. And the great pumpkin gave all that to us?
Yeah.
What's the great pumpkin's name?
Great pumpkin stock. Great pumpkin stock.
Great pumpkin stock. That's the name of the great pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a nice name for a great pumpkin. Huh. And what was the little dog's name that barked?
That's my dog.
Wasn't Snoopy?
No, that was my dog.
Wasn't it a stupid beagle?
No.
Uh-huh. Where does he really belong to?
He belongs to preschool.
To preschool, right?
Yeah. He belongs to the dog.
You gonna leave him there? Okay. Then I'll come back when it's pretty pumpkin again. What's your little brother Mark doing? Is he peeking? Mm-hmm. Don't peek, Great Pumpkin. Huh? You're not supposed to peek.
Yeah.
Ross said, here's my bag of toys. Here's my bag of toys. Here's some more bag of toys. And then he said, I'm the Great Pumpkin who gave you guys the toys.
Okay.
And I said, good. I like the toys.
No, you said okay.
Mm. Did I say
no,
okay?
You said okay?
Okay, I said okay. Lost it, then you said okay. Bobby said okay. That's what he said.
Oh, Daddy.
Ross said that he needed one of his pieces of paper. He said, I need that one that I got from that man that was working in his car, which is the first case of a double embedded relative clause.
Right now. Yeah.
You can take this. Oh, never mind.
Okay, June 28th, Mary has something to tell us.
Ross was in bed and said, Mommy, you give me a little your love. And I think he said, and I'll give you a big my love. And I wasn't sure, and I kept on asking him what, and what we finally came around to was, he said, you have my love, give it to me, and I'll give you your love.
In other words, everybody has a little bit of love to give to somebody else, and that's the part of love that I give over to them when they love somebody.
A little bit of love.
Want some good love.